This morning, our scripture lesson comes from the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter, and I invite you, if you wish, to turn there with me to Joshua, as found in the Old Testament, chapter 24, and I'll begin reading at verse 14. Joshua 24. I invite you to hear now God's word. Now, therefore, revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served before the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now, if you're unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are now living. But Joshua says, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. God protected us along all the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in this land. Therefore the people said, 'We also will serve the Lord, for he is our God.'" The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts and our minds be pleasing in your sight. You who are our rock and our redeemer, our strength, and our salvation. Amen. A study indicates that on average, a human adult makes 35,000 choices on a daily basis. So on a daily basis, you and I, who consider ourselves to be adults, make 35,000 choices. Children, on the other hand, the study indicates that they only make about 3,000 choices a day. Still, though, quite a significant number. But those of us who are adults are making 35,000 choices a day. Those choices start from the time that either our alarm clock goes off or the sun starts to hit our window. Are we going to get out of bed or not? Are we going to hit the snooze button again or not? Are we going to hit the snooze button again or not? Are we going to hit the snooze button again or not? Are we going to hit the snooze button again or not? Some of you resonate with that choice. Then are we going to brush our teeth? Maybe those of us who are adults don't struggle with this choice, but there are some people at my house that struggle with this choice about whether or not we're going to brush our teeth in the morning. And then what we're going to eat and what we're going to wear and what we're going to read and what we're going to do and where we're going to go and are we going to show up on time for work or are we going to be a little bit late? Is anybody going to pay attention if we're late or we're not late? So we're making all of these choices constantly. Some of them seem very insignificant, and yet then you and I know that sometimes of those 35,000 choices, some of them make us stop and really think and really discern what we should choose. Will we do this or will we do this? The point is, friends, we are constantly making choices. In the book of Joshua, Joshua makes a choice, a very distinct choice. Joshua takes a stand. He makes a choice that is a guiding principle for his life. So here's the backstory. All of the people that are the people of Israel that have been formed and molded and cared for by the God, the one true God, the God of Israel, well, they've moved into a region where they've inherited the traditions of other gods. Little g gods, and they've begun to worship those gods. They've begun to worship the gods of the Amorites. They've encountered the gods from the river of Euphrates, and they've worshipped those gods, and their practices have drawn them away from attention to the one true God. And so Joshua comes before the people, he gathers them together, and he says to them, "Hey friends, you have a choice to make. You have a choice. You can choose to continue serving all of these other gods. You can continue to focus your worship, your time, and your attention to all of these other gods. Or you can choose this day whom you're going to serve. And is it going to be those gods? Or is it going to be the one true God?" And Joshua quickly responds, "As for me," he says, "as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." We're not sure exactly what Joshua means by "me and my household." It could be his immediate household. It could be his extended family. It could be a claim being made to all of the people of Israel that Joshua is reminding them to whom they should choose to serve. Who are you going to serve? Choose this day. Are you going to serve those gods, or are you going to choose to serve the one true God? And the people say, "Far be it from us. Hey, the one true God, that's the one who brought us out of Egypt. That's the one who's protected us. That's the one who's cared for us. That's the one who's led us towards the promised land. Far be it from us to serve any other God. We're going to be just like you, Joshua. We will serve the Lord. He is our God." 9 times in those short verses that we read, we encounter this word, serve. Who are you going to serve? You and I encounter this word, serve, as well. In fact, for 2019, that's going to be our theme verse. That's the verse that's going to guide our ministry, the word that's going to guide our ministry here at Myers Memorial. Serve. Choose this day whom you will serve. Are you going to serve these other gods, or are you going to choose to serve the one true God? We're not unlike the people of Israel. We too have our lives infiltrated with other gods. We have so many other gods that call for our attention, our time, our money. Those other gods are things like technology. As great and wonderful as technology is, social media and the instant access to things has become a god for us. We sometimes can't even imagine what it's like not to have our cell phones or some sort of technological device easily accessible to us. They have become our gods. Some of us struggle with addiction, and so we've allowed the gods of drugs or alcohol or food or any other number of struggles. We've even allowed these things to control our time and our attention. We seek more and more and more of them to feed us, to nourish us, to give us comfort, to make us happy, to make us feel worthy or accepted. And we choose. Some of us struggle with the god of ourselves. It's the god of narcissism. It's the god that says, "I can do it all by myself. It's my way or the highway. It's all about me." The god of narcissism has taught us that we can be self-reliant and we need to hold people at a distance. Some of us worship the god of money. Angelica read to us a verse from the Gospel of Matthew that says we can't serve two masters. We can't serve God and we can't serve wealth. You can't serve them both. Some of us have allowed our money and our possessions to be our God. It's important to know how many numbers fall in our bank accounts, it's important to buy the newest and the nicest fangled things. It's important for us to accumulate and store up for a rainy day that may or may not arrive. And money has become our God, or things have become our God. Some of us worship the God of power, the God of power that we are noticed for who we are and for what we do, and that people recognize us as a dignified and outstanding citizen, as a particular individual that works hard in your area of work, in your business. And the God of power teaches us that perhaps the more that we can do ourselves, the higher that we can lift ourselves up, the better we can feel about ourselves without regard for other human beings. So we are not unlike the people of Israel. Our lives are filled with other gods, and we have the opportunity to choose. To choose this day who we will serve. Will we serve technology, drugs, alcohol, food, ourselves, our money, our power, and the list goes on and on and on. Will we serve these other gods? Or will we be like Joshua and take a definitive stand to choose this day that we will serve the one true God? Of all those 35,000 choices that we make on a daily basis, I'd like to suggest to those of us who call ourselves Christians that the most important decision, the most important choice that we make on a daily basis, on a moment-by-moment basis, is to serve our God through our relationship with Jesus Christ. In fact, I would say to us that our decision to serve Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior is by far the most important decision we'll ever make, the most important choice that we'll ever make. But when we make that choice that Jesus Christ is going to be our Lord and Savior, then we choose to live our lives in a different way, in a way that doesn't worship those little g gods, but yet works to weed out those other gods in order that our attention might focus on the one true God. It's a daily choice, and we have the opportunity to choose. Choose this day whom you will serve. I think about Martin Luther King Jr., whose birthday we celebrate as a country tomorrow. We know that Martin Luther King Jr. was motivated by a desire to see everyone be treated equally, without any forms of discrimination. Therefore, Dr. King used a method of speeches, marches, stand-ups, stand-outs, in order that people might notice his deep desire that all people be treated equally. I believe that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. made a choice. He made a choice that he was going to choose to serve God. And his way of serving God was fighting for the rights, the equal rights of all human beings. Martin Luther King said this because he deeply believed that violence was not the way to assume the outcome of equality. He says, the choice is not between violence and nonviolence, but between nonviolence and non-existence. Every man must decide whether he will walk in the light of creative altruism or in the darkness of destructive selfishness. We have a choice this day, he says. Nonviolent coexistence or violent co-annihilation. This may well be, says Dr. King, mankind's last chance to choose between chaos and community. I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. Do you hear, Dr. King? It's so similar to that text that we read from Joshua. There's all this other stuff going on in the world. And in Dr. King's time, it was issues surrounding the equality of different races. And Dr. King is saying we can choose to deal with this in a violent way, or we can choose to deal with this in a nonviolent way, and I have chosen love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. Friends, choose this day whom you will serve. This week, one of the charter members of our church entered the church triumphant. It's so hard for me to imagine Myers Memorial United Methodist Church without the one and only Sarah Davis sitting amongst us, worshiping amongst us, being among us. There are so many stories that all of us carry about Sarah. Some of them make us laugh out loud, and some of them make us go, "Oh, Sarah." And yet, one thing that I know to be true is that Sarah not only was outspoken, but in her outspokenness, she made choices, definitive choices. Sarah liked to tell the story that she was only one of two people on the day that this church had to have a vote and make a decision about whether to retain the name St. John's Methodist Church or to become Myers Memorial. And the rest of the church had gathered for a church conference and a church vote. And Sarah was one of two dissenting voices that voted against the change of name. And yet, even in her vote against, she chose to stay. She didn't like the decision that had been made. She'd be quick to tell you it still wasn't the right decision that was made. And yet, she chose to stay. This was Sarah's church. This was where Sarah loved and found the body of Jesus Christ. Choose this day, friends, who you will serve. I believe Sarah Davis chose to serve the one true God. Sure, it would have been easy to take herself and her opinion and march out the door and go somewhere else and let everybody else in Gaston County know why she did and why she left this church, because she didn't get her way. But she chose to stay. We have choices. We have choices. Things aren't going to go our way. Things aren't going to always happen as we would like for them to. There are so many other gods that speak to us and that tell us the choice that we should make. Each of us have the opportunity to choose this day. Choose this day whom you will serve. As I listened to the two anthems that were sung this morning, the one by the praise team and then the one by the choir, I heard the motivation towards the choice that we're invited to make, towards what our biblical narrative would tell us is the right choice. The praise team said, "Ain't no grave gonna hold us down. There's nothing in this life that's gonna hold us down or force upon us so much that we can't see the opportunity for resurrection or possibility. It doesn't matter how hard life is or what other gods try to tell us that we should worship them. There's ain't no grave gonna hold us down. We can choose to worship God." And then the chancel choir said, "Precious Lord, take my hand." We can give our hands to a million other things, but precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. Brothers and sisters in Christ, choose this day. Choose this day who you will serve. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And it even means that on Sunday morning, this was our Sunday morning, the youngest among us didn't want to come to church today. She begged and she pleaded. Choose this day whom you will serve. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.